The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
It was dubbed yesterday as Freedom Day in England as all the remaining COVID-19 restrictions ended. So, was there a party atmosphere in London last night? And will this ultimately be short-lived as cases continue to rise there? Our reporter Barry White joins us from the English capital. Barry, good morning.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
What was it like last night? Big buzz?
Yeah, there was a good buzz around the Camden Town area where I was, but I don't think it was necessarily because of Freedom Day. It was more because of the fact that it was 32 degrees yesterday in London, and it's certainly not the case that everyone has now dumped their masks. I was on the Underground yesterday and 90% of people were still wearing masks. Only a select few were not wearing them, while in the supermarkets and shops, most people, from what I could see, are still wearing masks. So although yesterday was being dubbed Freedom Day, a lot of people are still being very cautious in London as far as I could see. And these people I spoke to last night told me they'd still be adhering to social distancing and wearing face masks indoors.
Well, I'm personally apprehensive in the space of going from yesterday we had to maintain the distancing and masking, and then somehow magically in 24 hours all of a sudden it's like it's gone, or it doesn't make logical sense to me. So I follow what I need to. I make sure I distance, I wear my mask, but I'm also a person that's like, if you really are at a space where you don't want to wear a mask and you can't whatever, I don't want to get into a fight with you either. So I'm just going to protect myself and allow people to do what they need to, but just hope that people are responsible enough.
Given that the cases are still going up here in England, do you think it's too soon then to open everything up?
I think it's too soon to just be like, do whatever you want. I think it should still have masks when you're in public places together. Like, we just went and had dinner, but to go into the space and should be masked. And when you get to your area, if you want to unmask and you're distance apart from each other, then I think that's a personal choice. But just to walk in without being masked and all over the place, that feels too much to me.
I'm from quite a small seaside town, and we've a lot of the people there, you wouldn't know that we were in such lockdown for such a long time. They kind of already decided to free themselves, as it were. So I think it's difficult. Again, I'm quite cautious about knowing I can control my own self, but I do think that it's maybe a matter of weeks before we go back into some other kind of lockdown, or, you know, more restrictions come back. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
So Freedom Day isn't the end of things as far as you're concerned?
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I think I have to believe it when I see it.
I'm not sure myself. I don't think they were doing that much. I didn't feel that unfree. I think I'd feel better if we kept them, or kept some of them. It just seems an odd time to do it with rising numbers. So
do you think that this Freedom Day and the restrictions being removed, it's not going to be for good? It's going to be short-lived?
Possibly. I hope not, but possibly. I say I didn't feel particularly unfree before. I think I feel probably less secure now, with everybody thinking there's some kind of freedom and it's all over.
You have the option now not to wear a mask, not to social distance. Like, what will your personal choice be?
To wear it. At least where I was wearing it, I don't move around that much, but certainly on public transport, public places, I'll still wear it for now.
So what do you make of Boris Johnson's decision to, you know, to dub this Freedom Day and kind of treat it almost as like a big celebration?
Yeah, I don't like the language around it. Sort of suggests there was some kind of unfreedom before. The language I definitely don't like. I find it a bit odd with case numbers going up that now's the time to, and especially the language around it, to call it a freedom.
So that particular gent and others are kind of going to keep wearing the masks and mind themselves. But I heard you on The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddy yesterday evening, Barry. And a lot of people, of course, are apprehensive. But some people are celebrating this so-called Freedom Day like COVID-19 is gone.
Yeah, they are, Pat. And look, for example, on Sunday night in parts of London, Manchester, Liverpool and Bristol and other parts of England, there were large crowds and nightclubs who were allowed to open their doors for the first time in 18 months. However, just 24 hours after the reopening of nightclubs, the British government confirms the people will need to have proof of full vaccination to enter nightclubs and other crowded venues from the end of September. So that New Year's Eve atmosphere we saw just 24 hours ago in England's clubs may be short-lived. However, for some people, Pat, like you say, it is party time. This is the end of COVID-19 as far as they are concerned. And these two men I met in the Coal Drops Yard area of North London told me they stopped following the guidelines a long time ago.
It's not changed that much, I don't think.
I was going to say, I've been going to pubs and restaurants for months now.
Yeah.
I don't feel like much has changed, to be honest. The fact that you just take your mask off now doesn't really bother me too much. We've been going, as I say, all the local pubs around us have been... It doesn't feel like too much has changed.
No, yeah, to me it doesn't. And then still, even today, Freedom Day, I've seen probably more people wearing masks now than not. So it's, to some people, it hasn't changed. You've been able to dine indoors for a little while still.
And what about wearing masks? You have a personal choice now. Will you still wear a mask?
Like, so I haven't worn a mask for... Unless I've been forced to wear a mask, I probably wouldn't have worn for ages.
Unless I have to wear it to go in somewhere, then I won't bother putting one on.
The only thing that seems to have changed then is that nightclubs are open again. Will you be rushing out to a nightclub?
No, I don't. Nightclub's not my scene anyway. But yeah,
I'm
no,
a bit old, yeah.
Definitely. Even more so, like, as much as I say I haven't been wearing a mask, I've not been particularly careful with stuff, but I think going to a nightclub is probably not the safest of options, just to be a bit more...
Yeah, but you'd go down Wembley and watch a football match, or the Arsenal. If Emirates was open tomorrow, you'd go straight down.
Yeah, you would, but nightclubs, I think, because I don't know, maybe because of my age, I probably...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the age more than anything. Yeah. Pubs for the Euros, we have f***ing arms around each other with 300 people.
I'd go around a bar, I'd go down to a bar or something like that, just playing a bit of music, probably not a nightclub, but same sort of thing really, isn't it? But yeah, but to be honest with you, no, like...
It's just a preference. You don't want to go to a nightclub.
Yeah,
it's nothing to do with a mask.
Yeah.
So it's not, you're not afraid of crowds?
No. Like on a tube or something like that. But I think sometimes, depends on how much alcohol you've got in your or other stuff, but on a tube or something like that, you wouldn't necessarily want to be next to someone. But
I'm on the tube every day, and if I didn't have to wear a mask, I wouldn't bother, personally.
Wouldn't want to be sitting beside those fellas anyway, Barry. Freedom Day, though, has it been somewhat overshadowed by the continuing rise in the number of cases?
Yeah, it certainly has. And as we know, Britain has the seventh highest death toll in the world. 128,708 people have died from COVID-19. And it is forecast to soon have more new infections each day than it did at the height of a second wave of the virus earlier this year. And it's anticipated that within a few weeks, there could be 100,000 cases a day, which will then lead to 1,000 hospitalizations a day. And the NHS is already under pressure here. And yesterday, there was almost 50,000 new cases. But despite this, Boris Johnson went ahead with Freedom Day. And he says the high uptake of the vaccines in England has cut the link between infections and deaths from COVID-19. And look, you may have a point. Daily deaths currently at around 40 per day are just a fraction of a peak of above 1,800 seen in January. However, London is past president of the Health Association too soon.
I have many concerns about so-called Freedom Day. This is not freedom for those who are clinically extremely vulnerable, who are very concerned about going into places where they may be infected and become ill. We're definitely opening up too soon. We are engaged in an incredible experiment when, for the first time that I'm aware of, a country is opening up and removing restrictions at a time when the infection rate is rising. Normally, we would be debating whether we would be introducing restrictions at this time rather than lifting them.
And cases are rising. Will this ultimately lead to more hospitalizations and more deaths in England?
Cases are rising and this will lead to more hospitalizations. Although the introduction of the vaccine and the very successful vaccine rollout has reduced the number of hospitalizations for every case, the link is still there. And we already know that a number of hospitals are under considerable pressure.
Is it inevitable that this so-called Freedom Day will be short-lived and restrictions will return eventually?
At some stage, the government will have to introduce some restrictions. It has already decided that it's going to introduce vaccine passports for nightclubs. And the night entertainment industry is complaining about the confusion that this is creating. However, I'm confident that this will only be the first of many more examples of rolling back the so-called freedoms.
It's interesting, Barry, when you look at the numbers as predicted, 100,000 cases gives rise to 1,000 hospitalizations, which means 1% of those who are reported as being infected go into hospital. And then that 1,000 people in hospital, 40 of them die, which is a 4% death rate of those who go into hospital. So, you know, there is something to be concerned about. I suppose it's not just those rises in cases that's alarming. More and more people isolating on their own at home, including the Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
Yeah, there are currently 500,000 people in England who are self-isolating or have been told to self-isolate. And what I seen one of the tabloids yesterday called the Pingdemic. The NHS app in the past week or so has ordered hundreds of thousands of people, including the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, like you say, and his Chancellor Rishi Sunak to self-isolate as more and more people become close contacts to positive COVID-19 cases here. And there are fears that if this continues, then it could lead to people rushing to buy certain goods in supermarkets. So the pandemic certainly isn't over here, despite some people treating it like some sort of celebration. And Pat, I've been speaking to Anna McKeever. She's originally from Derry, but has lived in London for 4 years. And just last week, she received one of these text messages telling her to self-isolate along with a number of her work colleagues.
I found out on Wednesday that I had to isolate. I'm a teacher, so I only had 2 days left of school. I got a text message saying I had to isolate and then a phone call. It was myself and about 15 other staff members that had to isolate. So we missed out on those last couple of days of school.
So 15 other staff members. Do you know anybody else who has had to isolate as well? Because I think, I was just looking at the figures, 500,000 people in England are currently isolating because they've been a close contact of someone who has contracted COVID-19.
Yeah, I have one other friend. She's not a teacher, but she had to isolate the week before me. We had plans to do something together and she had to cancel because she had to isolate for a week. So yeah, know quite a few people now at this stage that have had to isolate in the last 2 weeks.
Given that there seems to be so many people isolating in England at the minute, do you think Freedom Day is the right thing to do, or is it too soon to be opening up and getting rid of all the COVID-19 restrictions here?
I mean, I think there still needs to be restrictions. For example, in terms of wearing masks, I think that needs to continue. And we just need to be cautious and just keep an eye on the numbers and see what the hospital admissions are like, just see how extreme it gets, because at the end of the day, quite a lot of people are vaccinated now, so you would hope that people aren't getting seriously ill from this variant.
And you say you're a teacher, given that the cases are continuing to rise and at the same time everything's opening up now, are you concerned as, you know, the new school year approaches?
Yes, very concerned. I don't think this coming academic year is going to be a normal year. I think we're going to have another lockdown. I'm guessing it'll be around October, November time. It might go on for about 4 or 5 weeks, potentially. But yeah, I don't think there's going to be any normality anytime soon.
And that's a pretty pessimistic outlook there from that Irish woman now living in the UK and working as a teacher. That report from Barry White in London.